Day one and day two. I have been to Ottawa a number of times before in high school for a number of different debate tournaments and conferences and the like. And Ottawa is definitely a really nice city. It's a joy to go to every time I travel there. And this time was no different. I was here for something I really enjoy, community radio, and it was really, really nice weather actually that week. So there was the excitement of being there and having an environment to interact with production individuals and indigenous individuals and both and all kinds of people from all walks of life to hear their stories, to hear what's going on with them, how they do things at their station, how they maybe do things differently, how they do things the same. The opening ceremony right out of the gate not only introduced us to CHUO, our gracious hosts, but also to an elder from a nation in northern Quebec who performed Indigenous rites to signify the importance of the gathering that was going on before us. And I had a chance to talk to the elder afterwards. She and I were talking about, as a young Indigenous person versus an older Indigenous person, like the terms decolonize and Indigenous resistance and stuff like that. And she mentions that if we push each other away, it would be very difficult to begin the healing process, to begin the understanding process. So building communities and building levels of trust and levels of understanding is going to require sacrifice from all sides and a great deal of understanding and a great willingness to heal. And in the spirit of healing and understanding and coming to terms with my own indigeneity, the elder presented me with a bag of sage. She said, "Use this if you ever have any doubt." And I certainly have a lot of doubt nowadays, of always going on. But once in a while, I'll look at the bag, I'll give it a sniff, and I will be reminded that, you know, the Indigenous peoples in Canada, it's an ongoing process to build the communities and to come to terms with a lot of the history that plagues many communities. But the fact that the Indigenous peoples of Canada are still here. We're still speaking our languages. We're still practicing our traditional rites. We're still telling our stories. The fact that all of this is going on shows that the fight, the struggle, isn't over quite yet. So shortly after that, one of the first workshops I attended was on the radio drama. And as of late, 2016, the past few years, podcasting has become a very popular platform for storytelling, for serious topics, for laughs, for anything you can think of that is spoken word content. As a daily listener of podcasts myself, I could see the appeal of sound design and production in radio plays. Coming from an audio production background and hearing more and more podcasts that are relying on production and sound design, the prospect of doing this for community and campus radio stations was certainly a very, very tantalizing one. Radio plays, of course, presents the unique opportunity of combining storytelling and production, for me in particular, to tell a story and to transport the user, the listener, further than just a simple spoken word could take them. The panel, combined with my interest in a lot of the podcasts that I listen to, certainly sparked a fire for spoken word content, for perhaps doing a sound-designed Indigenous storytelling hour, or having a ongoing narrative from members of the community or the campus community, having them write the script and then passing off to a production crew to do sound design, so on and so forth. What was exciting was the fact that even though this was just the first day of activities for the NCRC, already there's this flow of ideas of things that I would love to do at my station or independently and then bring to a station, what have you. And then I thought, you know, if just the first panel alone could spawn this, then what's next? Further programming at the end of the day on June 7th and June 8th put an emphasis on identity, focusing on newscasting or the cultural heritage aspects of community radio. And I felt there was a common theme. The common theme is that how do you make community radio a venerable institution? How do you ensure a continuity that gets people to listen through the years? At the moment and in the near future, to me, there is a flexibility in podcasting, in capturing the non-live listener.